Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back. We have brain fog, big spending, a medical marijuana bill, and Nate Oates contract details. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Physicians have learned that one of the big frustrations for COVID-19 patients has been that even after the virus is gone, there can be lingering effects for some patients. In the medical community, these patients have been called long haulers. Researchers have found that among the common problems, up to a third of recovered COVID patients have at least some indication of a condition known as brain fog. This is going to sound like the condition many lawmakers suffer between campaign seasons, but it's very real and it can be very serious. COVID brain fog can include memory loss or difficulty thinking clearly or altered mental function, and it's been shown to last long after the illness. And it can be quite severe. AL.com's Dennis Pillion reports that a research team at UAB is working on a potential therapy that might help these patients. The therapy they're looking at is one that's already in use for stroke patients. See, they believe that what is happening is that the virus causes inflammation of the brain cells, which can damage parts of the brain. The therapy, constraint-induced therapy, helps to retrain the brain, such as when a stroke causes somebody to lose control of his or her right arm instead of letting the person compensate by doing everything with the left arm or creating other workarounds. They force the patient to use that right arm to perform functions along with a computer program. The exercises force the patients to use neural pathways that have been compromised. Now, it's had success with stroke patients, and it's now being used on MS, traumatic brain injury, and cerebral palsy patients. And now the UAB team is hoping to enroll more COVID-19 patients into a trial to see just how big a help it could be with the long haulers. Now, if you've had COVID-19 and have been left with brain fog symptoms, check out the researcher's webpage at uab.edu/CI therapy. Alabama shopaholics and big spenders can go ahead and congratulate themselves. Not only did they break the state record for spending over the last 2 months of 2020, but they also set a new record for Alabama's highest year-over-year growth in holiday spending over those 2 months, both online and in-store shopping, reports AL.com's William Thornton. According to the Alabama Retail Association, Alabama shoppers spent 11.6% more during November and December 2020 than they did during those months in 2019. The national growth for those months was lower at 8%. Now, you can point to pent-up demand, a second stimulus that was going out in December, or as Retail Association President Rick Brown said, quote, "Alabamians were determined to have happy holidays in a year filled with the adversity and stress of the coronavirus." At Alabama's Capitol on Wednesday, the state Senate passed this year's medical marijuana bill effort by a 21-8 vote, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Now, this ain't the first time a medical marijuana bill has passed the Senate. A version passed during last year's session and the session before that, but they've not been able to make it through the House. The current bill, sponsored by Senator Tim Melson, Florence Republican, would create the Medical Cannabis Commission, which would regulate the production, sale, and use of medical marijuana, from seed to sale, as they say. There would be licenses to cultivate, process, dispense, transport, and test. And the bill would allow physicians to recommend medical cannabis for many ailments, including anxiety, nausea, pain, and sleep disorders. As a matter of fact, some opponents say that the list of qualifying conditions is too broad. Details are out on the new contract for Alabama men's basketball coach Nate Oates, reports AL.com's Michael Casagrande, and it's a pretty sweet deal for a job that doesn't involve any bowl games. 6 years and a total of $19.4 million. Now that's $3.237 million per. He had been working paycheck to paycheck on just over $2.4 million a year. That total compensation includes base pay, talent fees, and a $12,000 a year expense account. It also includes a pretty hefty buyout Oates would owe Alabama if he leaves during the first or second year of the contract. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Till then, stop by and see us anytime you can on the internet at al.com.